President Bush is on the road trying to win public support for the budget proposal he sent to Congress yesterday. Today, the president visits an elementary school in Little Rock, where he'll talk about his plans for funding education programs. In Atlanta, he'll attend a leadership forum on health and science. Yesterday, the president made stops in Pennsylvania, Nebraska, and Iowa to defend his $1.6 trillion 10-year tax cut plan. He says it's needed to boost the economy. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president.
While members of Congress were getting their first close look at the budget plan, President Bush was in Beaver, Pennsylvania, not far from Pittsburgh, sitting at a table in a warehouse at Control Concepts, a small business that makes electrical switches. Mr. Bush looked to his right and spoke to one worker, David Berger, who has two children and a wife who also works.
I'll give you a loaded question. Do you want some tax relief?
All you can give.
That's right.
In some ways, that set the tone for the day. The president looking American citizens in the eye and asking them if they're on his side as he pushes Congress to adopt his proposals as submitted. The day featured small, intimate events like that one and a big pep rally. This is downtown Omaha, Nebraska, where hundreds of people turned out early in the afternoon to see Mr. Bush.
The surplus is not the government's money. The surplus is the people's money. And I'm here to ask you to join me in making that case to any federal official you can find.
Overwhelmingly, these events attracted big Bush supporters. It was hard to find a skeptic in the crowd. The president urged them to write letters and emails and send faxes to Congress in support of the proposed tax cuts. At one point, Mr. Bush said bluntly that he's on the road to gin up support for his plan, his words. And he repeated this message over and over throughout the day, that a big tax cut will be good for the economy.
I'm aware that this economy is beginning to sputter a little bit, and it makes sense to combine good monetary policy with good fiscal policy. I believe by giving people some of your own money back, it'll help kickstart this economy so people will be able to find work who's looking for a job.
At each event, the president also responded to one of the major criticisms of his tax plan, leveled by Democrats, that its across-the-board nature means that the wealthy would be the biggest beneficiaries. In Council Bluffs, Iowa, he derided such charges as class warfare.
I think the American people are going to reject that debate, pitting rich, so-called rich against poor. I hope so. We can have a much more constructive debate without trying to pit groups of people against each other. And so I hope that the dialogue won't be, you know, the truth of the matter is the debate is bigger government versus smaller government, efficient government versus big government.
The president is in Little Rock this morning, then the roadshow heads to Atlanta. Expect more such trips in the coming weeks, particularly as the budget debate in Washington intensifies. Don Gagne, NPR News, in Little Rock.